Hey, nobodies. It's me here once again, here with my co-host, Mr. Nobody. The other day, YouTube recommended me two videos that were titled, basically, I'm 25 years old and I've never had a girlfriend. Those weren't the exact titles of those videos, but they were more or less the titles of those videos. So I watched these videos and I'm watching the two dudes in the videos. The thing that struck me the most was the fact that both of these dudes looked even more like Jeffrey Dahmer than I do. But the main thing that I thought about when I watched these videos, my main thought was, what a couple of amateurs. I'm 35 years old and I've never had a girlfriend before. Pretty fucked up, huh? Yeah, that's my new intro. Pretty annoying, isn't it? Anyway, yes, as I said before, I'm 35 years old and I've never had a girlfriend. Which I don't really feel too bad about my situation because, I mean, I know there are other guys out there who are older than me who've never had girlfriends. In fact, I know a guy personally who's 63 and he's never had a girlfriend. I mean, he's gay, but he's never had a girlfriend. But anyway, how did this happen? Well, I guess we gotta go back to my early teenage years, you know, back when I was in junior high school, about 13 or so. I, like a lot of kids my age, were really getting into girls and, you know, asking girls out and going on dates and stuff. And I noticed that a lot of the other boys in school at the time were having girlfriends and stuff. But here's the problem. This is at any age, really. But if you're a guy and you want to date and you're fat and you're nerdy, and you're socially awkward, that's pretty much the kiss of death if you want to have any sort of a romantic life. Just one of those alone would be bad enough, but all three at the same time, no. But of course, at the time, I didn't realize this. Me, my fat, nerdy, socially awkward 13-year-old self, asked two girls out. They didn't say no, but they did say worse than no. The first girl said, I just threw up in my mouth, which that was a real self-esteem booster. The second girl started crying, told a teacher, and the teacher made me apologize. I had to apologize for asking a girl out. Now that is a special level of hideousness right there. And when I got a little bit older and got into high school, my situation didn't really improve either because it became a lot more normal for, you know, people my age to have girlfriends and stuff, and it just wasn't happening. Like, even the other ugly, nerdy, unpopular girls weren't into me. For example, there's this one girl named Megan who I went to high school with. She was very, very fat. She was she was as fat as I was. Her and I, we were like the two fattest kids in school. And all the kids in school used to joke that her and I should date just because, I don't know, we're both so fat and people who are ridiculously fat should date, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't think a bed could support the both of us unless it was made out of titanium or something. So I don't know. But people were joking about me and her dating and whatnot. And one day, she walks up to me. Before I had a chance to say anything, she says, David, I just want you to know that I find you disgusting and I would never date you. And she walked away. So yeah, once again, another self-esteem booster right there. The fattest and one of the most unpopular girls in school thought I was disgusting. My senior year of high school, I decided to go on a big self-improvement kick. I lost the weight. I got myself a job at Walmart. From that job at Walmart, I greatly improved my social skills. Things were going good. I even started to date a little bit. The thing is, these dates didn't really go anywhere, which didn't really bother me at the time because it's like, you know, whatever. But I got a little bit older. I got a much better job in my early 20s, which I'm still working at today. I started going on even more dates, and they also went absolutely nowhere. The women who I dated kind of thought of me as just like the funny friend for the most part. But some of the women I dated, they just kind of like thought I was repulsive and they couldn't even stand being around me. They couldn't even see me as like a friend. And I get it, you know, I'm awkward and annoying and stuff. I mean, and then also another problem with me is, because I don't really have a whole lot of experience doing like physical stuff, like making out and whatnot. So when you know, we started doing stuff like that, like I had no idea what I was doing. And it was just really awkward and weird and uncomfortable for the both of us. So these dates just didn't go anywhere, and it was really frustrating. In 2012, I put together a big all-expense-paid vacation for me and several of my online friends to go to Chicago. I paid for the whole thing. Everyone's plane tickets, the hotels, everything. It cost me over $8,000. And the reason why I did this was because I wanted to impress a girl who was one of my online friends. And, you know, I had had a crush on her for a long time. You know, we had been really close. She was one of those cute, nerdy girls, kind of tomboyish, but I thought she was gorgeous. She was just really funny, had a really sharp sense of humor. I find that really attractive in women, to have a sharp sense of humor. And I felt like she got me in a way that nobody else really did, because, like me, she was autistic. So I thought we had that, you know, sort of bond there. And I really wanted to, you know, impress her and win her over. So I put together this big trip. I flew five people up to Chicago, and I live close to Chicago, so I just like took an Amtrak. And the first night of the trip, the girl who I wanted to impress just randomly just pulled me into the bathroom and started making out with me. Like, I was not expecting it. She just started making out with me. And I almost lost my virginity that night. But I didn't go that far. We were in the bathroom of the hotel room, and all our friends were like sitting right outside, so I didn't want them to hear. So I just kind of assumed that I would have an opportunity later. So I was like, okay, yeah, we're not doing this right now, but hopefully later. So, but I felt great. I felt amazing. I'm like, oh, I finally got the girl. And I was like on cloud nine for the next day. Yeah, the next day I was feeling pretty great. And then that night, the girl who I wanted to impress had sex with one of the other guys on the trip while I was in the room. $8,000 to hear the girl of my dreams get railed by another guy. Fantastic. What happened was, a couple years later, when I was about 26, I kind of went through a dark phase where I got really into drinking. I was drinking, getting drunk pretty much every day. I was drinking Caliber vodka, which is like the shittiest, cheapest, bottom shelf vodka you can get. But it's cheap and it gets you drunk fast, so that's why I drank it. So I would drink that every day. I would eat pretty much nothing but junk food. Like, my diet was probably 80% pizza, and I'm not exaggerating. I would chain smoke two packs of cigarettes a day, and I did this every day for about 5 years. Every day I would get off work, I would go home, get drunk off the cheap vodka, chain smoke, eat the junk food, and I was just not taking good care of myself. I gained over 150 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating. I had to wear old people diapers to bed because I kept pissing myself. I would go months without bathing. I would go months without brushing my teeth. I got periodontal disease because I took such poor care of my teeth. I was just a mess. I was going into work hungover, and it was just not good. It was just not good. I was not taking care of myself. And I did this, you know, from the age of 26 to 30. I refer to that era as my drinking days. So if you ever hear me refer to my drinking days, I'm referring to that era. But anyway, one day when I was 30, I was starting to develop some chest pains. I went to the doctor, and he took my blood pressure and did some other stuff and asked me some questions. And he point blank told me, yeah, you're going to be dead by 40 if you don't start making some serious life changes. That was pretty terrifying. And what made it even more terrifying is that two really close online friends of mine around this time had died in their 30s. Doing the same things I was doing. The first friend of mine who died was extremely overweight, like 600 pound life size. I mean, Dr. Now would have had a field day with this guy. You know, he got really big and it just killed him. You know, he was in his early 30s too. My other friend, also in his 30s, was a massive alcoholic. He ended up dying of liver failure. Yeah, so I took that news from my doctor of me being told point blank that I'd die at 40. I saw my friends dying. Well, I didn't see them dying, but, you know, I them dying combined with that news, it really set off the alarms in my head. Ever since then, I've just tried to have a new and positive outlook on life, because the thing about life is, yeah, it sucks sometimes, and it's annoying, and, you know, it can be unfair, but I like life. I figure I'm 35 now. I got another 40-something years, give or take, in front of me. Why not just see what happens? So, yeah, I mean, I decided, you know, start eating healthier, you know, lost the weight, I quit drinking, I quit smoking, and, you know, I just try to focus on doing things that, you know, I just enjoy and have fun with, like video games and movies and whatnot. You know, just try to live a better lifestyle and, you know, not worry too much about things that, you know, I don't have, and just try to enjoy the things I do have, which I guess some people would probably see as a cope, which, I mean, if it's a cope, it's a cope, whatever. I mean, I would rather cope than, you know, wear old people diapers to bed personally. I'm just going to sit back and let the chips fall where they may, and who knows what'll happen. That's pretty much all I got to say in this video. I guess I'll see all you nobodies later.